But this is more about the review of the footy department for me. And the other thing, Jared, which I find fascinating is, are we really sitting here saying that potentially both of Alistair Clarkson and Ross Lyon are available and Carlton are going to be coached by neither of them for next year?
I don't think Alistair Clarkson is available, but you do. And
he's available.
Okay, he's available.
Well, I mean, he couldn't not be. He's in the last year of his contract and Hawthorn have already said that they've got the next coach. If you would offer Alistair Clarkson a 5-year deal, he'd have to come, wouldn't he?
Well, not if he wants 12 months off next year. Okay. So, well, as I said, you've all had your say. Mm-hmm. We'll sit and wait to see what happens. And
do you think that David Teague's done enough right now?
I think it's going to be very difficult. In fact, I'd say almost impossible for David Teague not to be given the opportunity to finish his contract. And bear in mind, he's still got a year to go if he plays finals. If he gets close to finals, I would say probably exactly the same thing. So it is interesting. If he beats the Kangaroos, that's 4 out of 5. Yep. They beat the Suns and the Saints. I mean, it's a pretty good finish. He has been promising that he'll improve defence. He's improved defence. He has promised that he will get the connection between the forward line and the back line. He's done that. He's promised that he will protect the ball on turnover. He hasn't done that. That's the big requirement that needs to be improved.
13 13 32 is the Harcourt's open line number. Chris is in Templestowe. Start us off, Chris.
G'day, guys. Look, I've been a Carlton member for over 30 years, and the benchmark has just dropped dramatically. We're talking about making finals, right, and getting excited. He's got to go. Too little, too late. Okay, and if Ross Lyon or Alistair Clarkson get the role, I can tell you now they'll have the biggest broom of all time going right through that club and get rid of people that are just hanging on. It's too little, too late. People forget against Collingwood, up until three-quarter time, we were crap.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You were poor and you found a way to come home. And maybe if Walsh had been tagged, you wouldn't have come home and it'd be a totally different story. But you can argue that on each and every victory. Matt's from Yarrawonga. Welcome to you.
How are you, guys?
Good.
Good, Matt.
Yeah, I'm a David Teague fan, actually.
Yep.
He's coaching well, and he's not running out there the ones kicking the goals. And it's proved that on Sunday in that last quarter that we can play.
So you'd reappoint him no matter what, or does he still have work to do between now and the end of the season?
No matter what, I'd reappoint him. We're missing a few good injuries too, which is going to improve us again.
So you'd let him run out his contract? That's one all. Thanks, Matt. Nick, fire away.
I'll say no to that. He won't make the finals. If they lose against North Melbourne by shock, he's gone. But I don't think they'll win the finals. They might win a couple more games, and he's gone.
That's why it's a big game, because the Kangaroos have been playing good footy without necessarily winning. Had a draw against the Giants, had a victory a couple of weeks ago.
Should have beaten Essendon, should have beaten the Bombers last week at halftime.
George from Swan Hill, welcome to you.
Yeah, g'day, Jared. Now, they've got to keep David. He's done a good job. And look, change for change sake's not good. Mm-hmm. Those fellas like Ross Lyon, he's had a few years out. He's an old coach. He's never won a premiership. Stick with what you've got. He's building the club up. They're coming good. You've just got to give the boys. They're a young list of players. They're coming good. Give Teague a go.
George and Swan Hill, give Teague a go. Keep the calls coming, 13, 13, 32. Hey, Jared, can I just ask you, big hypothetical, take all the background noise out of it. If one of Alistair Clarkson or Ross Lyon said, I'll come and coach you next year, would you take it or would you stay with David Teague?
I'd find it very difficult to knock either of those two guys back.
I think that's probably a fair assumption. Hey, fellow Aussies, look for the red and blue A at APCO service stations. More sports day coming up. Callum Mills, he's in isolation, Jared. One of those players caught up in the madness of last week. Not able to play this weekend. He's going to join us live from his hotel room shoebox right after this.